Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original site for all the things we do here on the show, all of my writing and all of our Brain Trust members and all the things that they do, the videos, the articles, the podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. And also, the new site is for the book, ageofthecustomer.com, for my new book. Hope you'll go there and check it out. Lots of stuff you can read, videos. You can get really smart about the age of the right there without buying my book. But if you really want to have a treasure, that's the story I'm sticking to. I hope you buy the book, and it's available in copy. I'll autograph a copy for you. You can buy that from us, or you can go to Amazon or Books a Million or any of the bookstores. And Amazon has the ebook. If you want the ebook, they've got that one. It's only $9.99, so check that out. Jim Cockrell is our guest. Cockrell is his last name. He is one of the most influential business people on Twitter. He's the program faculty member at the University of San Francisco's Internet Marketing Program. We've been talking about self-publishing your book out, all the things that you need to know, some of the attitudes you need to have about publishing a book. Jim, now that we've, let's just say that we've convinced people to do it, whether they've done it yet or not, but the next logical question for them to give us, to ask us is, when I get the book, or now that I have the book, what do I do with it?
Right. So everybody learns this at some point. You know, I had my first traditionally published book put out by Wiley and Sons in 2010.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
By the way, I'm a marketer. I've been doing this internet business stuff for over 18 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to market. So I was even under the illusion that they were going to do something more than send a press release.
After it came out.
And I was fooled. And guess
that's
what?
Authors, when they get a publishing company, they don't realize that basically publishers, you said it earlier, they're nothing more than, today, they're nothing more than high-paid printers.
Right.
You have to market your own book. That was a big shock for me.
And there's this romance, right, you have with getting your book with this publisher.
Right.
You're going to see it in bookstores. But the reality is that the business model has changed now. So let's get past that and get to the point where you've got your book online in a print form, or digital form, or both, and you look at your website and at Amazon, and you go, why isn't my book selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not selling because there's a lot of things, right? I always believe that the very best thing you can do for your book is have great reviews for your book and
mm-hmm.
work hard for people to review your book. But that's hard because a lot of people don't know how to leave reviews, or they don't want to leave reviews,
right.
They're not writers, right? So using tools that we have at Club that help you go out and find the best reviewers for your book, and then you can contact them and get them to say, hey, would you like to review my book? I see you reviewed similar books, you know?
Right.
That's one big mistake that authors make.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is thinking it's just going to sell just because you uploaded it.
Right.
Because it's online, and it's just absolutely not true, you know? The good news and the bad news, right? The good news is that the opportunity is for everyone to into these niche-focused groups. If you wrote a book about bass fishing in Alabama, you know, there's probably, and I guarantee you there are, groups that love to talk about bass fishing, Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, local community groups, fishing groups. Those people are congregating in places that you can reach them through the internet and make your book aware to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would that take?
Find the communities. This is something that we've been talking about that Dan Pointer talked 15 years ago. Find the communities that are interested in what it is that your book's about, and hang out there.
Right, and what would that? How hard would it have been before the power of the internet,
right,
and social media?
It would have been impossible.
It would have been impossible. It's like shooting a shotgun and hoping that you're hitting one thing in the middle. This niche laser focus. If you just put a little bit of time and effort to go in and look for those people and get your word out in front of those people, then those people say, yeah, you know what, Jim? this is a great book. This is a great.
And then they start telling people about it, and that earned media, that's called earned media, that starts for you.
Exactly.
All right, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, Jim. Do you recommend buying, putting ads out on your book, buying Google or Twitter or Facebook or whatever? Do you recommend any kind of a paid marketing campaign like that for a book?
Yes, but I don't recommend you try Google or Twitter. I recommend Facebook. And Facebook is
What about for a business book?
For a business book, you could try Twitter. Here's the problem with Google AdWords and buying pay-per-click.
Yeah.
It's extremely difficult to set it up the right way so that you don't lose a ton of money.
Right.
If you're going to do any paid advertising at all, I highly suggest you go and find an expert person who can set up a campaign for you the right way the first time.
Do you know some of those? You know any of those?
Yes,
are those people available on your website?
They're not, but if you email me at info@authormarketingclub, I'll connect you.
Or go to authormarketingclub.com, and you can find out how to contact Jim. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Do it right the first way. You won't lose money.
All right. Yeah. Last thoughts, 20 seconds.
I'll tell you what. Live your dream. If you know a lot about something, put it down in book form, because it's the number one thing that's going to help you boost and indirectly or directly make money for yourself, your business, or your brand moving forward.
When your bio includes the word author, that definitely elevates your credential. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job again. Give us that website one more time.
That's authormarketingclub.com.
All right, so check it out. Will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would love to.
We'll have you back again another day. Jim Kukral, ladies and gentlemen. K-U-K-R-A-L is how you say it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.